Drone attack video released on Jack Callahan, Fox News. Footage which the Defense Department says proves the U.S. unmanned drone, which crashed into the Black Sea this week, was struck by Russian aircraft.
Pentagon video shows a Russian fighter jet dumping fuel on the MQ-9 Reaper before clipping its propeller in international airspace and sending it crashing into the water. Russia claims its fighters did not strike, and the Reaper went down after making a sharp maneuver. U.S. officials say the video proves intentional harassment, but they leave open the possibility that Russia may not have meant to destroy the drone.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, a Pentagon spokesman, says they don't seek a confrontation with Russia. After two large bank failures in the last week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testified Thursday to the Senate Finance Committee.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Secretary Yellen testified that taxpayers will not be on the hook to make whole depositors in Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. A group of the country's 11 largest banks is depositing up to $30 billion into First Republic Bank, headquartered in San Francisco, in an effort to prop it up. 14 Republican members of Congress who are also pilots are calling on President Biden to withdraw the nomination of Phil Washington to lead the FAA, saying he has zero aviation experience. Washington is the CEO of Denver's airport. State of Oregon is suspending a program that pays rebates for buying or leasing an electric vehicle because it's running out of money. The state has paid out about $71 million over the last 5 years to help Oregonians buy about 25,000 electric vehicles. Millions of brackets are busted after the first day of the NCAA basketball tournament. Arizona losing to Princeton. The University of Virginia stunned by Furman. Wall Street, the Dow gained 372 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New bank documents obtained by the House Oversight Committee reportedly show where members of the Biden family deposited money from business deals with China.
When you look at some of these payments here, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer claims subpoenaed bank records show President Biden's daughter-in-law, Haley, received $35,000 over two transfers in 2017. Haley is Beau Biden's widow, was also in a relationship with Hunter Biden after Beau had died. Comer says just before those transfers, a Chinese energy firm wired a family Biden associate $3 million. Comer says soon after that, the associate, Rob Walker, sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to members of the Biden family.
Fox's Rich Edson. House Democrats call the investigation a partisan probe into private citizens. Hunter Biden has been the subject of an investigation by the U.S. attorney in Delaware. Seven deputies and three hospital employees have been charged with second-degree murder in the death of Irvo Otieno, a black Virginia man who was pinned to the floor in a state mental hospital while handcuffed and shackled. He later died. Family is asking for a federal investigation. A former newspaper editor has been arrested over the January 2021 incursion at the U.S. Capitol building.
The FBI arrested Elliot Resnick, the chief editor of the Jewish Press in New York City, on charges including civil disorder and assault of or interference with law enforcement. They say videos show Resnick grabbing and holding the arm of a Capitol police sergeant who was spraying a chemical irritant to prevent rioters from entering the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and another officer trying to remove Resnick's hand from the sergeant's arm. The FBI affidavit says before the riot, Resnick posted social media messages echoing the baseless claims by former President Trump that Democrats stole the election. In New York, Lee Silasera, Fox News.
Poland says it's giving Ukraine a dozen MiG fighter jets, becoming the first NATO member to fulfill Kiev's requests for warplanes. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.